And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We pause our regular news coverage to honor a giant of the faith. Dr. John MacArthur entered glory last night. The 86-year-old pastor spent over half of a century faithfully expositing God's word. His passing marks the end of an era, but his legacy of biblical fidelity will echo through generations. For over 55 years, Dr. MacArthur stood behind the pulpit of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, doing what he believed every pastor should do, simply reading and explaining the scripture. Unleashing God's truth one verse at a time wasn't just a tagline for his Grace to You ministry, it was his life's mission. Starting in 1969 as a 29-year-old preacher at a struggling church of 400, he built a ministry that would eventually reach millions across the globe through his radio broadcasts, his hundreds of books in publication, and the best-selling MacArthur Study Bible that sold over 4 million copies. What set Dr. MacArthur apart wasn't flashy sermons or even cultural relevance. It was his stubborn refusal to do anything but exposit scripture. He spent over 30 hours weekly in study, preached 40-minute sermons that felt like 10. No personal stories, no pop psychology. He didn't chase trends. And as he often said, a good sermon should still be good 50 years later, because it's not about the preacher or the times, it's about the timeless truth of God's word. His commitment to biblical authority meant Dr. MacArthur never shied away from controversy. When the culture embraced feminism, he preached Titus 2. When charismatics claimed new revelations, he called it strange fire and defended the sufficiency of scripture. When the state of California tried to shut down churches during COVID, Dr. MacArthur led the resistance, declaring that Christ, not Caesar, is the head of the church. Critics have often called him harsh or even cruel, but Dr. MacArthur understood something our therapeutic age has forgotten. Sometimes love requires confrontation. Easy believism, he warned, was sending millions to hell with false assurance. That's not something that's harsh. That's pastoral love, willing to risk reputation for the souls of men. Dr. MacArthur once said he wanted to die with his boots on, preaching to the end. And though illness kept him from the pulpit his final months, his life's work stands on one long sermon, a testament that God's word is sufficient, authoritative, and powerful. In an age of evangelical compromise, he remained an immovable rock. And though one particular lion of expository preaching has been silenced, he left behind a generation whose roar will be echoing through pulpits for generations as faithful men continue to unleash God's word one verse at a time. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.